Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. You're listening to LOL Radio, and we are here chatting with two-time Raw Comedy State finalist and Chortle's best newcomer, Brody Snook. How's it going?
Hello, how are we?
Very good. Yeah, we're here chatting an encore show, is that right?
It is indeed, yep. Little encore season for my 2023 show, Villain.
Yeah, so how did that show sort of come about?
Look, let's just jump straight into it.
Yep.
The show is about my homicidal nightmares.
Yep.
And the real-life events that are fueling my homicidal nightmares.
Yep.
But I promise you, it's very upbeat and very funny, even though that absolutely doesn't sound like it.
I think that's why things like, true crime podcasts and stuff are really successful, because I think at some point there's a level that everyone can connect with someone, even at the most hectic, I think.
That's absolutely right, yeah. There's a lot of darkness in the show, and people did resonate with that, and there's a bit of blood and guts and gore and things, which is, it's not really my style at all, but it was happening in my real life, and I thought, oof, this is ripe for a comedy show to talk about having these gruesome kind of dreams every night about murder.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm not much of a true crime kind of fan or anything, so it was interesting to sort of have that parallel drawn to me, by other people and audience members.
Yeah, I was talking to someone recently, and we're talking about when something simple like even being cut off in traffic or going to go through a roundabout and someone just zips through, and just annoying little things like that. And the first thing that goes through your head is, oh, I hope you crash, or something like that. And you kind of think about it later, it's like, that's so extreme, but then...
So extreme.
Yeah, but yeah. I think my thing now is that, I wish something little would happen just to them, so it's like next time they get, they cook a meal, they put way too much salt in it, and I hope that'll ruin their night, but it'll pay me back for...
Yeah.
For making me like 2 seconds late to where I was going. I think that's enough payback.
So. I think some mild, passive aggressive saltiness is perfect. So I think that's good.
Yeah. So you've been doing comedy for a little while now. So you debuted at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in 2019, is that right?
I did indeed, with my show Handful. Yep, good old Edinburgh Fringe. It was an amazing time, and have you been over to the Fringe?
No, I haven't, but I've been following it closely for a very long time, and it's that thing of Melbourne Comedy Festival I've been going to since I was a kid, it seems like, and Edinburgh seems just like 10 times the size of it. I know my mum was over there a couple of years ago, and she brought back the comedy guide, or just the festival guide, and it's like a phone book. It's like the Melbourne Comedy Festival one's like, a few pages. You think, wow, it's big this year. But then, there's just so many shows in the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, yeah, Edinburgh's a jungle, but it's amazing, and a huge rite of passage for so many comics. But, as we know, it takes a good chunk of change to get over there, so...
Yeah, that's right. So when you're planning a kind of festival show, do you have one that's sort of, obviously trial it around at different places, but are any tweaks that come from doing it in one place and then changing it to another?
I would say so. I tend to try and do about 10 or so work-in-progress shows before I'm billing the show as, what it is. So usually Perth Fringe and Adelaide Fringe are the ones that get to cop the fun, chaotic work in progress season.
Yeah.
So I think from place to place, there are little tweaks and bits and pieces that happen. Sometimes, you want to give a part of the show a really good run before you decide to either cut it or change it.
Yep.
I used to operate on a bit of a three strikes and it's out kind of thing, but I think I tend to give my bits a little bit more grace now because, sometimes you just want to do them for your own enjoyment and you're a little bit self-indulgent. You go, I know this only ever gets about sort of mild smattering of laughter, but I'm in love with it and I'm going to keep it in.
That's so, it.
And healthy disrespect for your audience there.
That's right. And there's sometimes the reaction to a bit that isn't working is almost better than a laugh, and you're like, well, that'll do.
That's it. There's a kind of, sick part of the comedian that goes, nah, I'm keeping it in. I know better than you.
Yep. So you've been popping up kind of all over the place at the moment doing shows. Like you said, you've got a bunch of festival dates around you, doing Melbourne Comedy Festival from the 15th through the 21st, as well as the Sydney Comedy Festival from the 1st of May to the 5th of May. And looks like it's going to be a blast, and especially doing it all those different festivals and stuff, it's got to be a lot of fun to be able to tour around again.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was lucky enough to do, I think, six or seven festivals last year with Villain. So yep. Coming back to do the encore is going to be exciting to do, yeah, that last week in Melbourne and then a week in Sydney. And it's all sort of yet to be announced, but I will be recording the show in Sydney at the Comedy Festival for a little cheeky special. So, yeah, it's going to be quite exciting. And my main sort of obstacle at the moment is just trying to remember the thing.
Yeah.
I sort of put it to bed in May last year and went, okay, that's the last time I'll do it. And,
yep.
You know, now it's like, oh, I've got to dust this thing off that was, you know, so embedded in my muscle memory. And now it's kind of like, oh, I've got to sort of relearn those jokes.
But, yeah. It's surprising how quick that sort of stuff does come back. Like someone was talking to me about I was in a play 10 years ago and they mentioned something and instantly, like I only had a few chunks of lines, but instantly in my head I knew all the chunks of lines. I'm like, that was so long ago. But yeah.
It's like when you hear a song from your childhood and you're like, wow, I'm rapping to every single word. How has this stayed in my head? Like, I'm like that whenever, like,
yeah, you read
Eminem comes on or something.
Read the title
of
the song.
Okay, that still lives in my grey matter. Okay.
Yeah. You read the title of the song. I've never heard this song. And the second it starts, you're like, oh, yeah, I know every bit of it. I remember the film clip. I know the dance. It's all there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember film clips so vividly because I was such a rage kid as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully it all comes flooding back like a good old Eminem rage clip.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, everyone can sing along to your show.
That's it.
So that is the Melbourne Comedy Festival from the 15th to the 21st, as you mentioned, the final week, as well as a week down at the Sydney Comedy Festival. So you can go and check out Brodie Snook and her encore performance of Villain at both those festivals and have a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having a chat, and we'll hopefully see you at the festival.
Sounds good.